Hello and welcome to this podcast, Why Join a Real Estate Franchise? Why Join a Real Estate Marketing Group? Why Become an Independent Real Estate Agency? I'm Gary Pittard, CEO of Pittard, Real Estate Agency Profit Consultants. For 25 years, we've been teaching real estate agency owners how to build hugely profitable sales departments that don't require the principal to list and sell in order to generate high profit. Let's talk about buying a name. Some real estate agency owners believe that you need a big name if you're going to survive in the marketplace, but this is not necessarily so. In the 25 years that I've been operating as a real estate profit consultant, I've seen franchised offices, marketing group offices, and independent offices go broke. I've also seen many thrive, trading successfully for decades. What makes the difference between success and failure, you might ask? Is it the name? No, definitely not. The difference between going broke and profiting over the long term is the caliber of the person who owns the business. All successful businesses need competent leadership. What these competent business leaders choose to call their businesses makes very little difference. What's in a name? In my opinion, very little. When you join a marketing group or a franchise, you're buying a name. And this is a name that you don't own and a name over which you have no control. The big problem with buying a name is that there's so many available and they all claim to be better than each other. There are so many that they've all lost their uniqueness in the marketplace. Can you really see much difference between any of these so-called big brands? All claim to be different, bigger, offering better branding, but honestly, what does one offer that another doesn't? Whether marketing group or independent, I personally don't see much difference between one or another. Do you? Is being part of a large group really that important to your typical real estate homeowner or buyer? I don't think so. Buyers will go where the listings are. Homeowners will go where the skill is. They will list with the real estate agent whom they feel will get them the highest price. Skill is far more important than the name you choose to put over your door. And speaking of skill, it takes management and leadership skill to earn high profits from a real estate sales department. Profit is a good indicator of skill. It's interesting to note, however, that franchises and marketing groups don't use the profits of large numbers of their business owners, not salespeople, business owners, as a way of attracting new members. They talk about turnover, they talk about the power of the brand, the systems, the marketing the franchise does, things like that, but never the profits that the franchisees earn. Groups who sell their names want as many offices as possible. The more offices they have, the more money they make. Over the years, I've heard agency owners complain that their networks have allowed another office to open in a neighbouring suburb. These principals have complained that they lost business to the new agency because clients thought that they were listing with the established agency. This can be a big problem whenever you buy a name. If you're successful, others nearby may want the name, thinking that that is why you've been so successful. Essentially, you've helped sell the name to your opposition, and the opposition benefits from your work. And when two offices in neighbouring service areas have the same name, how can clients tell you apart? So what is the best option for your business? Should you join or stay in a real estate franchise? Should you join or stay in a real estate marketing group? Should you be an independent real estate agency? The option you choose can directly affect your profit, and it can affect the long-term saleability of your business. Let's talk first about marketing groups. I won't spend a lot of time on marketing groups, but let's just talk about the fee structure first of all. When you join a marketing group, you pay a flat monthly fee. Now, there are maybe some other levies, such as group marketing levies, but by and large, your fee is flat and fixed. It costs less to belong to a real estate marketing group than it does to belong to a franchise. Now, this doesn't mean that marketing groups are the best option, however. You get access to some training, group buying discounts, branded marketing, some business advice, and you have the freedom to leave with little notice. In my opinion, these groups are like a big club. You get the feeling of belonging, you can claim to be part of a national brand, you may receive network referrals, but whether this is worth the cost of losing your identity, this is something that you should consider very carefully. Let's talk about franchises now. What's the difference between a marketing group and a franchise? In effect, the answer is cost, although those trying to convince you to join them will almost certainly disagree. As previously mentioned, in marketing groups, you pay a flat monthly fee. With most franchises, however, you pay a percentage of your gross income, which makes belonging to a franchise a far more expensive exercise. There can be other hefty expenses too, and I'll cover these shortly. Buying a franchise name can get very expensive, and unlike a mortgage that will eventually be paid out, this expense is ongoing. If you have four salespeople who each produce $300,000 in gross fees per annum, and by the way, this is the bare minimum that salespeople should be producing, that would give you $1.2 million in fee production from those salespeople. add your own personal production, let's say another $300,000, and your agency's annual fee production is at $1.5 million. If you pay a franchise 8% of your gross turnover in sales income, you pay the franchise $120,000 in franchise fees each year. But some franchises also charge a percentage of rental income, so that adds to the cost of buying the name. Add to the fact that many franchise agreements require the agencies to sign over the ownership of the phone number to the franchise should the franchisee leave, and you have a lock-in contract that offers few benefits when weighed up against the cost. Over the years, I've often asked agency owners to examine two figures, the profit for the financial year and the amount paid to their franchise over the same period. I then ask, who earned more from your business, you or the franchise? Often it's enough said. Turnover is not profit. Real estate agency profit is what is left over after all expenses are paid. You get to keep that. Turnover is total income earned by the business, and if you give away 8% of your gross income, this could add up to 80% of your net profit. 8% of the gross is a lot more than 8% of the profit. So be careful before you sign away 8% of your gross income, 8% of your rental income, and your telephone number. If you decide to join a real estate franchise, never agree to signing over your telephone number and never agree to signing away 8% of your rental income. There won't be enough profit left for you if you do. And think carefully before signing over 8% of your gross income from sales. In our earlier example, I suggested that on a turnover of $1.5 million in gross sales income, you'd pay the franchise $120,000 in fees. But what I didn't mention is that when you market a business that's part of a real estate franchise, your marketing dollars, I'll say that again, your marketing dollars are spent on promoting a name that you don't own. Should you leave, all of your marketing money is wasted because you promoted the franchise and not you. With the $120,000 you paid the franchise, $10,000 a month go a long way towards marketing your name as an independent real estate agency? You know it would. By the time you factor in 8% of the gross sales income, 8% of the rental fees, and loss of the agency's telephone number, I would argue that you pay a lot for the name and that you should see a huge increase in your profit, not turnover, profit, as a return on this massive investment. Franchise agreements have been refined over many decades, and from a legal standpoint could be argued as being bulletproof. Once you're in, you aren't going to find any legal loopholes to get you out. You usually sign up for 7 years, and the only way out is to wait for the day when the agreement expires. You could sell, yes, but even that may be subject to your franchise agreement. A person I know was going to buy an agency that was a member of a franchise. The principal was in failing health and wanted out. The buyer planned to buy the business and brand it as an independent agency once the franchise agreement expired. Contracts were exchanged between the parties. But when the franchise was informed, the franchise told their franchisee that according to his agreement, he had to find a buyer who would agree to sign up for a new 7-year term with the franchise. Sell to a new franchise or no sale, he was told. The buyer refused to take on the franchise, and although contracts were exchanged, he kindly allowed the seller to rescind the contract without penalty. The agency stumbled along with a person who had no energy to build it. Now let's look at going independent. Before you're tempted to buy a name, consider the one that you were given by your parents. It's the name on your birth certificate, a name you can use for free. This is your third option, be independent. Does an independent agency have any hope of competing against these big names? I say yes. What do you believe to be more important, your name or your reputation? When you belong to a large group, the bad operators have been known to give the good operators a bad name. If you see yourself as the leader of an agency that has a respectable reputation within the community it serves, answer this question. Did your franchise earn the reputation for you, or did you and your team earn the reputation? Now, more than likely, it's your good work that forged your reputation. And so if you are doing such good work, why would you feel the need to hide behind somebody else's name, especially when you have to pay 8% of your gross income for the privilege? You see, you can't buy respectability. And a bought name for a business requires more than just that name to make the agency profitable. It requires well-trained winners working in the company to carry the message to clients and to prospective clients. It requires the agency to have profit management systems in place so that the agency makes large profits from the income generated by the salespeople without the principal having to list and sell. And by not having to list and sell, the agency owner is free to spend time hiring, developing salespeople, marketing the company. In other words, building a business instead of working in the business as a salesperson. But think about this. If you had this sort of business, would you need to pay large amounts of money for somebody else's name? If you had a team of winners, and if your agency is profitable, why do you need a franchise or a marketing group? Especially when your parents gave you a name, the one on your birth certificate, the one you can use for free. If you look at the main street of any suburb over a 10-year period, you'll see a game that is the real estate agency equivalent of musical chairs. Agency names change. The independent joins a franchise, another agency leaves its franchise and joins another. Another agency picks up the name that the other office just abandoned. Does anyone really believe that a respectable name will do your branding for you? That a name that you buy will save your business or rocket it to new heights? It's the agency principal's job to brand his or her agency. You will ultimately win or lose not because of the name over your door, but because of the quality of the salesperson you send out to turn a lead into business. If less thought, expense and investment were given to the profile, to the name, and more given to the skill of every individual working in the agency, including its leaders, more agencies would be hugely profitable. Regrettably, profile is given more credence than skill, and profit suffers enormously. So why not go independent? The pros and cons of branding as an independent agent are explained in my podcast, How to Rebrand as an Independent Agency, which can be downloaded from the management section of the Pittard website. So to summarise, here are the reasons why many agents either stay in a marketing group or franchise, or if they're opening from scratch, prefer to buy a name rather than brand as an independent. First of all, if they're in a network now, there can be the cost of rebranding. There can be the fear of losing the company's phone number if the agency's part of a franchise. There can be fear of resistance by the team. There can be the feeling that independents often lose out to big brands. There can be a perceived loss of clients when changing brands. There can be a fear of losing software and systems provided by the franchise or marketing group. There can be a perceived loss of mentorship and training from the franchise. Then there's potential loss of referrals from the network that can be feared. There's the thought of losing friendships developed through the franchise network. But you know what? There is life after franchise. As mentioned earlier, Pittard works with many independent agencies who compete in many different price ranges, including Toorak and Balmain. As I said, it's not the name over the door that will make the difference between success and failure. It's the skill of the leader and each team member working in the agency. Send a winner out to convert a lead into business and a sale will be the result. Send a mediocre performer out to the same lead and no big name will help disguise mediocrity. If you own a real estate business, don't look to a name, instead look to systems, profit systems, designed to cover all elements necessary to build a profitable real estate agency. Pittard is the independent agent's secret weapon. We offer our clients real estate business advice, we are profit consultants and profit is our focus. We've identified 7 profit elements that are essential to building a profitable business. We're the only real estate business consultancy that has a complete business program for creating a profitable agency, and we can smooth the way to your journey towards independence. Weigh up the cost versus benefits of being with Pittard against what you'd pay a franchise or a marketing group, and you may decide that going independent is a viable option, whether you're leaving a franchise or marketing group, or whether you're opening an agency from scratch. What do you expect when you join any real estate network? Do you expect business systems, profit advice, assistance with hiring, marketing that really works, support, software, more listings, more sales, referrals? No doubt these items are on your list, but what about this one? A return on your investment that far exceeds the price you pay. This is an important point. If you join any real estate group, you want to be more profitable because you joined that group. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. If you're in a franchise or marketing group now, does your network give you these benefits? Is it worth the price you pay? If you're considering a franchise, a marketing group, or committing to a training package of any kind, I ask you to put Pittard on your shopping list. Our clients will be happy to share with you their experiences with Pittard and will go one step further. They'll talk about how profitable their association with Pittard has been for them. At Pittard, we prefer the profit and loss statements of our member clients to be our brochure. After all, isn't that why you would join a group at all? Please don't fall for the big name trap. With the right systems, you can build a hugely profitable and competitive business as an independent agent. You have a name. Add to that systems, the right advice and a bit of energy and focus, your name can become a formidable force in your agency's service area. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. If you'd like to know more, or if you'd like to book an obligation-free inspection of Pittard's agency profit system and see for yourself what it can do for your business, then just click on the Reach Your Profit Potential link on any page on the Pittard website and we'll be in touch. Check us out. See what we can do for your family, for your business, and for your financial freedom. I'd love the opportunity to talk further with you. Do appreciate you joining me for this podcast. Thank you so much.